Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the weather cools down, we may be seeing more and more at what we call accidental insect invaders coming into our homes. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what some of these pests may be and some options for controlling them. We have had an unseasonably dry and warm fall this far, as many of you know, which may reduce the number of accidental invaders coming in, as many of them did not survive a lot of the drier weather that we've been having. Most of them favor a very wet environment with lots of leaf litter on the ground. However, no amount of dry weather is going to keep all of the accidental invaders out, so what do you do when they come calling to a basement near you? First of all, let's talk about what accidental invaders are. Some common accidental invaders would be Asian lady beetles, box elder bugs, pine bugs, or the common millipede. Two of the most common would be Asian lady beetle and the common millipede, but accidental invaders are any outdoor insect that creates a nuisance by wandering indoors during a limited portion of their life cycle. Throughout most of the year, these insects are beneficial to crops or soil texture. But once they wander indoors, they create a nuisance pest, although they do not feed or reproduce indoors, and will not attack or damage your house structure, furniture, or fabrics. They also do not sting or carry diseases, although occasionally lady beetles may pinch exposed skin. Many of these, such as lady beetles and box elder bugs, will also leave a slight smear and have a distinct odor when they are squashed. So how do you handle these accidental invaders if you see them in your home? One of the best ways is to try and keep them out in the first place. Sealing up any exposed cracks around windows, doors, or in the foundation is a good first line of defense to keep these naturally outdoor insects from accidentally wandering indoors. Some other options with the Asian lady beetle would be spraying a pyrethroid insecticide. However, this should be an option only if you have a large infestation with highly intolerable numbers of beetles. Insecticides such as permethrin or esfenvalerate or anything in the pyrethroid insecticide family are most effective. Most other pesticides do not have a satisfactory ratio of being effective. But this pesticide must be applied to the outside of buildings when they appear, and to help prevent entry is the only thing you're going for here. The most practical option, if you just have a mild infestation, is to vacuum or sweep them up and discard them, as most of them will not survive very long inside, as they have no source of food inside, and they cannot tolerate the dry conditions indoors for very long. Another option would be interior light traps. Occasionally, Asian lady beetles will become stranded indoors for the winter and begin emerging from inside the walls of your house. Again, the most practical option is vacuuming, but one alternative would be lady beetle traps. Now, these can be purchased from companies that sell insect collecting equipment or occasionally from hardware stores. Or you can also make your own. So if you're interested in finding some plans for making an Asian lady beetle trap, you can either look that term up on the internet, or you can stop by the Extension office and we can get you the plans for a print to create one of these simple things out of some milk jugs. These traps use light to attract lady beetles at night, and they will catch them in a container where they can either be destroyed or taken back outdoors. In the general, spraying insecticides inside the house is ineffective in removing the Asian lady beetles. Another common insect invader would be the millipede. And again, they are not harmful, and they are known as recyclers of organic matter most of the year, but of course you're not thinking about that when you find them on the floor in your basement. Again, insecticides are of limited benefit here because they can migrate from up to 50 foot away in a very short period of time. They usually come out of some sort of woodlands, CRP fields, or nearby wetlands. If you want to keep them out of your house, again, you can try caulking any places where they may get in, and this would probably take care of most of them. You can also remove organic matter such as plant material and dead leaves from against the house and clean up any damp conditions near the foundation to avoid attracting them. But in general, once they are in the house, your best option, again, is to sweep or vacuum up the invaders and discard them, as they will not survive long in the dry conditions inside your house. If you have any questions, give us a call or stop by the Extension office. We'd be happy to chat with you. For Iowa State University Extension, this has been Kate Olson.